11-year-old Niall from Buffalo is wearing a pink Nike t-shirt. She's got her hair in braids, and she's also cradling her removed prosthetic arm in her lap. Gently, Felice Masumbuko starts taking measurements of her right arm, which ends just below her elbow.
15 and 3/4.
Felice is 17. He's a student team leader of Western New York STEM Hub's Hand in Hand program. And he says that beyond learning about 3D printing and prosthetics, he's gotten even more out of the program.
It's really humbling, and we get to meet all sorts of new people that you probably wouldn't meet before. And then the recipients are all grateful, they're nice, they're warm people like Niall. She's a really cool person.
Those two are measuring my arm.
That's Niall. She says the new prosthetic hand should be better than the one she has now.
I think it's going to move, so this one doesn't move right now. I can hold on to things. This one can't do that.
Niall is one of three children from Western New York getting 3D printed prosthetics through the Hand in Hand program this year. Andrea Atfield and Marcella Singletary are the mothers of the other two recipients, 3-year-old Ava from East Aurora and 6-year-old Kanai from Rochester.
It makes me so happy to know that if there is something that she needs, the resources are now available to her. So when she bikes, she uses one hand and she does great, but to have the opportunity to be able to steer with both sides is incredible that she has that opportunity.
It's really exciting. I want to cry, but I'm not going to cry. But it's really exciting. Yeah, it's a blessing.
Two more children in Ghana are also receiving prosthetic hands this year. And president of Western New York STEM Hub, Dr. Joe Zwicky, has an announcement about that partnership.
Western New York STEM Hub, thanks to help from Cindy Tysik and Ed Hawkins, will continue to personally deliver hands to our friends in Ghana. And while there, will help Ghana to develop their own hand-in-hand program.
Dr. Zwicky says the Western New York program is now fundraising for 2 trips to Ghana next year that will be led by Ed Hawkins, the lead hand-in-hand instructor and a technology teacher at Sweet Home Senior High School. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.